What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. It's been since February that I've published a podcast, but guess what? I have since bought a microphone. I'm all set up in my new office in my brand new house. Yes, very exciting. And I'm so excited to show you and tell you all about what's been happening in my life. But don't worry, I'm not going to be like those annoying YouTube videos where they tell you their whole life story before they tell you what you really want to know. Because, man, those are annoying. So anyways, here's my intro, then we'll get into a quick 2 minutes about what happened in my life the last 6 months, and what the future holds. I'm super excited, thank you so much, and welcome back to Not the Average Joe Show.
Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show.
Not the Average Joe Show.
Each week, we break down and analyze the latest content from your favorite influences in business and in life. From daily motivation to business strategies and more. This is Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Flatt.
Welcome back to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. I am your host with the most, Joseph Fleck. It is Monday, August 9th. I haven't heard from you guys since February. I can't believe it, but I am back, and I am so excited to be back with you. I bought a brand new microphone, and I am set up in my new office, in my new house. Let me tell you quickly about the last 6 months of my life. Well, let's see. Since we talked last, there's been a worldwide pandemic, a new president. I bought a house. So that's fun. I live in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I love it here more than you know. Bought a beautiful house in one of the last places in America that you could afford a house at 30 years old. But here I am, and we are super settled in, and I start making mortgage payments in 2 weeks for the next 30 years. Anyways, enough about that. But guys, I am so excited to be back with you all. And I'm going to try to keep doing these podcasts on a weekly basis because it's fun for me and I missed it. You know, being off for 6 months and really focusing on other things. But I'm refocused. I have a business plan that is basically going to be I have to win or I will fail miserably. But I want to talk a little bit about that later because it's interesting to me. People are so scared about quitting their jobs to start their own business. But if you really look out there right now, there are so many jobs available. I could quit my job today and have a new one tomorrow. And I'll be honest with y'all, I'm not going to tell you where I work, but it's been real frustrating lately. And I'm looking at other avenues. Because I have this business idea and I cannot launch this business with the current job I'm in, my current 9-to-5, because it is a conflict of interest. So I'm being a good boy and I'm looking to launch my business on January 1st. And so I'm very excited about that. Going to save up some money and take the dive, quit my job. And my dad's going to kill me, but I'm 30. Sometimes he forgets that. But I'm very excited because I want to spend more time with my girls. And I want to be somewhat of a stay-at-home dad. And I'm very passionate about this business idea I have. I feel like I could really run with it. I have sat down with some mentors of mine. One in particular, shout out to Steven. He is a great mentor to mine. He's actually a customer of mine. And he gave me this idea. Well, I gave him the idea, and he has exploded it and made me feel really good about this. There's definitely a need in the market, and I'm not going to go into too much of my business, but I will go into not what I'm doing, but how I'm getting there, because that's what this podcast is all about. And I want you all to take the plunge with me and not be afraid of making choices. So many people are afraid of quitting their jobs to start a business. And yeah, it is scary because you could fail. I'm probably going to fail. I realize that. But I have to fail or win. I can't not try. And that's important. I'm going to try. If I fail, I'll pick up a new job tomorrow. I'll be fine. But I'm excited, you guys. I am so excited to be back with y'all. And yeah. So anyways, I have a business plan. I'm actually going to be working on it more after I get done with this episode today. So far I have a running website for my business. Email. I have a polo shirt coming in the mail because I'll be doing presentations, short 2-minute presentations at businesses to gain business and get clientele. I have a marketing plan all set up. And so something different that I've done in the past, but I'm very excited about it and I'm willing to try it because the potential is huge. If you want to learn more about it, you're more than welcome to message me, shoot me a text, whatever. You know how to reach me. Email me. JosephFleck@live.com is my email. Love to hear from y'all. Even if you want to be like, hey, I listen to your podcast. It's terrible. I appreciate it. I'm not going to listen to you, but hey, any feedback is good feedback. So, yeah, that's one way to get someone's attention, by the way. Send them an email and say, you're a jerk, or
you sound like a douchebag.
All right. That is how you get me to open an email. Just know I'll be sleeping just fine. So, yeah, I bought a house. I have my own office, my little man cave, if you will. I'm so happy here. I love it. I have a pool in the backyard for my girls. Beautiful puppy. I have everything I ever wanted. You know what's funny? I realized this the other day. I made a dream board when I was 20 years old, and it had three things in particular. A husky, a house, and financial security, my own business. I have two of those three things. I have a beautiful husky, a beautiful house, and a beautiful family. Next up, self-employment. That's my dream. You know, so many fears come into my mind. I have a family now, so what about health insurance? Well, my wife could get health insurance for us, so we can make that work. I can start working out, getting healthy, so I don't need health insurance. But my girls do for sure, so that's important. But regardless, it's a risk. You know, by this time next year, I want to be fully operating my own business. I don't want to have a 9-to-5. You know, and it's scary to think, you know, oh, it's an idea. Yeah, I'd love to do it one day. But out of so many self-employed, successful people I've talked to, there's one thing they all have in common. They took the plunge. They quit their 9-to-5. And they made it work. So with a little motivation, a good business plan in terms of the market. You need the market. You need to have or be selling what they need, which I definitely know I do. Because there's tons of other companies out there that are doing what I want to do, but I know I can do it better and differently. Because I know the people. I know the customers. These big companies, they don't know. They don't know what people want. It's frustrating to me to watch. It is really frustrating, and I know I could do it better. But I'm going to do it on my own time and under my flag. So that's where I'm at, you guys. I'm feeling great. I've been working a lot lately, and it's been exhausting, and I had to take a mental break today. I called out of work because I was struggling with a little, resentment's not the right word. I was just a little overwhelmed. I have a lot going on, trying to make this house a home, and work's been kind of rough for me lately. Love the company I work for, don't get me wrong, but I think I'm ready for a change, and that's what I'm going to be working on going forward. So, very excited. I think I know what I want. I was a little wishy-washy, you know. I didn't know what I wanted to do at work or at home. And I have a clear vision now, and I'm running with it. Nobody's going to tell me otherwise. So, very excited about that. And, flight or die. So, that's really all I have for you today, you guys. Just a short, quick update on my life. And I'll be bringing some more quality content. I just started a book, by the way. Started reading a book called, you may have heard of it, The 4-Hour Work Week very excited. I just started chapter one, and I'm excited to dive deeper into that and work on my self-development a little bit more because I have been lacking. I apologize, Gary Vee. I have his shrine right next to me. I have a picture, of course, with me and him at a signing he did in L.A. a couple years ago, and I have a signed shoe of him, but I haven't been soaking up his content like I usually do, and that's not good. I'm getting fat in the knowledge department, so I need to start working out and diving deeper into some self-development. So very excited about that, y'all. But I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and I will be back next week with some good, wholesome, quality content. So thank you so much for listening, y'all. I'll see you next week. Have a magical rest of your night.